Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Well, I'm peeking behind the curtain and I spy Daniel Clark. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've got a very busy little schedule on at the moment, including this weekend.
Oh, we do. We've got Auckland Live Summer in the Square happening in Aotea Square.
Yes.
And starting yesterday with something else, which is an amazing jazz program put together with Jazz Auckland.
Great. So Daniel, let me tell you, is the director of Auckland Live, and Summer in the Square is one of the things that he does.
Yeah.
And we spoke last year.
We did, around the Cabaret Festival,
yes,
Auckland Live's Cabaret Festival.
Yeah, that was good. And how are you settling in?
I've been here for nearly 20 months now.
Yes.
And I love it.
Good.
Really love it. I mean, summer's such a great time in Tamaki Makaurau. There is so much on.
Yeah.
And it was really great to kind of deep dive into the program again, getting prepared for today and see what an amazing lineup the team have put together.
Oh, it is. It's incredible. You've got so many different things happening.
Really amazing, from like Highland Pulse to poetry to hip hop to wrestling tomorrow to jazz. I mean, it's really extraordinary. I think it's brilliant.
Let's go through them, because for people who like a free gig and who doesn't, who have whānau and they want somewhere that they can go that's family friendly, they want to come into the city, they want to just do something on an afternoon, there's something else that's on today.
Yeah, it starts at 3 p.m. today and goes through to later tonight.
Okay. You've already had
one yesterday, yep. And I wasn't down there yesterday, but the team was sending me through videos and it looked incredible. And I was down speaking to the team this morning and there were so many people around. We've got the Hanua Rooms, which is inside the Aotea Centre, a lineup of like a jazz club in there. And then outdoor in the square is also free music programmed all evening. So
wonderful. So there's indoor, outdoor flow.
Indoor and outdoor. There's food trucks, there's bars, cafes open. So it went really well. It's the first year we've done this program with Jazz Auckland, and we hope it becomes something more permanent on Auckland's cultural calendar.
Wonderful. Okay, so it's on from 3 till 10, the one that's on this weekend, something else, and it has headline performances. I'm going to read this so that people know what to expect. From Melbourne's 3070 Collective and Close Counters with, is that one outfit? 3070 Collective and Close Counters,
right.
Yeah. With returning local jazz heavyweights, The Circling Sun and the Joe Captain Band, joined on the lineup by the Mighty Flamingo Pier, Christoph El Truento and Lucky Lance, Bikes in Space and the Carnivorous Plant Society. So what a great mix. But then you've got all these DJs.
Absolutely. So people can get on down there and dance the night away, and it's such beautiful weather to be down in the square today. That's where I'm going to be, on the dance floor tonight.
Good one. And DJs include Frank Booker, Nathan Haynes, Hudge, Rose Ellis, and many others. So you have this whole, when you say jazz, it's jazz, but it's expanded, really.
It really is, yeah. It's a jazz program. So it's like very diverse music in there. And as I said, it's all free, programmed local artists from Australia. It's a really, really great offering the team have put together.
Okay, so I wouldn't mind playing the
3070 Collective.
Yeah, the long version's 9 minutes, but I've got the radio edit.
Yeah.
So
Tastes Like Freedom.
Let's have a go.
In your touch, felt it in the
Tastes Like Freedom, and that is part of something else it's called over this weekend in Aotearoa Square. Mm. And what an incredibly diverse program this is.
So great. That was a beautiful track. Gets you into the summer mood, doesn't it?
Did I say Hutch? I mean Hudge.
Hudge.
Hudge from BFM, yeah. These are the DJs that are there as well and then pulling big crowds, I hear.
Yeah, and absolutely pulling in the crowds. The jazz program finishes tonight.
Yes.
And then tomorrow we go into something a bit different.
It's a rumble in the square. It's actual wrestling.
It is. So it's a pro wrestling exhibition in the square. So looking forward to seeing that. That's, I think, between 12 and 4 tomorrow in Aotearoa Square, free for everyone, with a whole lineup of different wrestlers from James Shaw, Mighty Maya, Raven, Jay Rilla. Have to see what get down there and see what it's all about.
4 hours of wrestling, Rumble in the Square. And the blurb says, expect high-flying drop kicks, powerhouse clotheslines. What are they?
Something is that when they jump on the side of the
It sounds
wrestling.
Terrible. And dramatic matchups, all leading to a 20-wrestler Royal Rumble where a new challenger enters every 90 seconds. That's going to be fun for people who want to bring the kids or whatever.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's on tomorrow from lunchtime till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then let's go through till Thursday. The next event is on Thursday, the 15th of February in the evening, early evening. We take it down a notch or two for the Poetry Takeover. And this looks
great as well. That's the great thing about the program. The team have really worked with so many different communities in Auckland to make sure that people are represented and the content is relevant for them and that people are interested and excited. So this is another one of those offerings, the poetry slam down in the square.
And can you walk up and
you can just be there.
But can you make, is it a set lineup? Or
it's a curated lineup.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
But you can wander through
chalk poetry, browse a market of books and zines, create blackout poetry on the poetry and craft visual poems with collage stickers and words. Yeah. That's a lovely one.
It's
okay,
be beautiful.
So that's Thursday, 12th of February, 5 till 8. Then the following day, I'm going to go through these because they're all so different and they're so wonderful.
And this is the first year we've programmed on Thursdays because we've been told a lot of people are in the city now on the Thursdays. Thursdays becoming the new Fridays, so we've expanded the program to include Thursdays.
I'm talking to Daniel Clark, who's the director of Auckland Live, and this is Summer in the Square at Aotearoa Square, all happening in the square and indoors as well. Friday, 13th of February, the following day, celebrate more than 50 years of hip-hop culture in Aotearoa with an outdoor party featuring legendary DJs Severe, K Swizz, singer Jess B.
Yeah, this is going to be very popular. When this was announced, it got it was so popular on the social media, so looking forward to that one too.
Popular on the social media,
popular
Daniel.
On the social media, lots of shares, lots of likes, lots of great feedback.
Okay.
So that will be great, the hip-hop, history of hip-hop, both celebrating the history of hip-hop in Aotearoa.
Then Saturday, next Valentine's Day, you have an Afrofest on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and that's been in Summer in the Square. That was there last year, and it brings a great vibe with DJs, food trucks, different performance artists, singers, a really great Afrofest vibe down in the square.
I've got some music for that.
Yeah, DJ Banty.
So I'll just play a little bit of it. So this is Afro House, the Diet Instrumental remix from DJ Banty. This is on Valentine's Day, next Saturday, 14th of February, from lunchtime till 6 p.m, Daniel.
Beautiful day last year, lots of people dancing in the square. That's one of the things I love about Summer in the Square is that all of the different producers that we work with to support them, put on their events, they bring their communities to the square and it really feels such a celebration of Auckland.
Yeah, and the food, it says music, dance, fashion,
there
and
is,
food.
And the food, lots
is
of
the food.
African.
African
yeah,
food,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bet that's amazing.
Yeah, so beautiful.
So,
and last weekend we had the Latin Fest down there, Latin Fiesta as well, so it was all Latin food.
Gee.
Delicious.
So who does all this food when it's something like Afrofest? Who's
they go out to different different community, different restaurants, different
yeah.
makers, different providers, different caterers. Yeah.
And so you can pick and choose
yeah.
from...
What's down in the... What's down
oh,
there?
That would
yeah.
be fantastic.
Food trucks, we've had a lot of food trucks, different stalls.
Yes.
Real variety of options.
Okay, so that's Afrofest. That's on Valentine's Day next Saturday. And then Drumstruck, that's a nice name.
Yeah,
that's a global percussion with Caribbean
yeah.
steel drums, Cook Island log drums,
yeah.
Japanese taiko? Taiko?
Yeah, taiko drumming.
Taiko,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like the taco, but not spelt
no,
like that.
Taiko. Taiko. Yeah.
Right. So, and that's on for 4 hours. That's a long yeah. time for a show to be on. Do they stop and start
throughout? Oh, yeah, different groups come on.
Come on.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Steel and Beats, Anua Dance Troupe, and Hare Mai Taiko. So,
yeah.
that is from, as I said, 12 to 4 on Sunday. And then we spool through to the following Thursday, 19th of February. I hope you're taking notes if people are listening.
You can check it all out on aucklandlive.co.nz website as well.
Great. And this is the Asian Soundscapes to celebrate the Lunar New
yeah,
Year.
Yeah, so this ties into the many events that are happening over Tamaki Makaurau for Lunar New Year. And this is a music lineup, Asian Soundscapes, of contemporary musicians from Aotearoa. And it will be a beautiful celebration of contemporary Asian music.
Bring your friends, wear bright colours or lucky red, and soak up the summer vibes under the evening sky. What about the weather for all of these things? I guess you have your fingers crossed every morning.
We do.
Right.
Very happy this weekend.
Yeah.
Checking the forecast. But there's a big... canopy outside in the square, so it is undercover if we do get a little bit of trickle of rain, but we're crossing all our fingers and toes that Auckland summer remains sunny.
Well, it's been very changeable, let's say that. So the artists are undercover. There's not going to be...
And the audience.
And the audience,
yeah,
okay.
The audience can be undercover as well.
Right, you're not going to get electrocuted have your amp.
No, it's a great setup.
Right.
Yeah.
So Ursha Island is in the Asianscapes.
Yes, they're a duo from Aotearoa, Chinese New Zealand artists.
Play a bit of that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Soundscapes, that's the name of the event for the Lunar New Year, and that's Ursha Island, back to our roots as part of Asian Soundscapes.
Yeah, so beautiful.
I'm here with Daniel Clark, the director of Auckland Live, and Summer in the Square. I want to go through them all because, as I said, they also bring their own special magic.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Now we're going to go to skateboarding.
Oh, yeah, street style. Moments down in the square. That is the last weekend, I believe, isn't it?
That's on Friday the 20th of February from 4 till 8.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Skateboarding, many other things down there. I think they're like, jumping, obstacles. I know last year we had a great kind of basketball outfit down there as well, basketball court.
So the whole of Altair Square becomes a skateboard arena.
Yeah, celebration of street style art performance activities. Yeah.
And so there are best trick competitions, spot prizes, a final boss trick challenge. That'll be great. Live street art painted throughout the day. The skate culture takes center stage. So that's a great one. That's on the Friday. Now, this is for something completely different, the following day on the 21st of February from midday till 4 again. This is a brass bagpipes Highland Pulse event.
Yeah, well, we've got the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo coming to Auckland over those 4 days at Eden Park. So we thought, let's put something in the city and somewhere in the square and a nod to the main event that's happening at Eden Park. So we've programmed brass bands, bagpipes and the works to celebrate the Royal Edinburgh Tattoo being in town.
Okay, they're not going to be there though, I assume, but you have your own, your own...
Bands.
Are they called? I was trying to work out what they're called. Yeah. Are they bands?
Brass bands, yeah.
Yeah, they're bands, aren't they?
Yeah.
Of course they are. Yeah. I thought they might have a special name.
Well, they might, but let's just go with bands.
Yeah, we'll go with bands. Okay, cool. The one that I've got a little bit of music for, they used to be the RNZAF Bass Brass Band. That was their name, the Royal New Zealand Air Force Bass Brass Band, and they've changed their name to Bass Auckland Brass. So yeah, this is them doing their thing. They're going to be joined by North Shore Brass, Papakura Pipe Band and a lot of others.
There's going to be a lot of visitors in Auckland that weekend, so it will be great to show off the local brass bands to them. And
how does that event work? Do they march about or what? They're on a stage?
I'm assuming so. I mean, that square's a pretty big space, so let's see what happens down there.
All right. So we've worked out the bands.
Yeah. Right.
Let's go. It is a circus. Let's go to the circus party. Rounding off Auckland Live Summer in the Square, enter a circus playground on Sunday 22nd of February.
And that'll be one to bring the whole family to for sure to celebrate the end of the 4 weeks of Auckland Live Summer in the Square.
And that is, as it sounds, brings...
Circus party.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're going to be able to get in there and learn some tricks as well, if you're up for that.
That's earlier in the day. It's 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And obviously tamariki, all families, all welcome. Whānau, this will be like the Farmer's Santa Parade. You'll have so many children there. What's there for kids?
Oh, there's going to be circus performers, lots of tricks. I'm sure there's going to be moments for people to try and learn some circus as well, but it's a big, big party and a big celebration to round out the Summer in the Square program.
Wonderful, and I so appreciate you coming to run through all of those events because I know how busy you'll be. So thank you very much, Daniel, and it's good to catch up with you again. How's your new house? Well, it's not new anymore, but how's your house going that you moved into?
Oh, it's really great. We're by the beach, so it's a 10-minute walk to the beach, and went for a walk yesterday. Every day walk down by the beach. It's very, very beautiful.
Good, just to relax.
Relax, focus on the day ahead.
Yeah.
And I just love it here. I've really fallen in love with Auckland. So
Daniel's
very happy to be
Australian.
Here. I am an Australian.
Yeah, by birth.
But calling Tamaki Makaurau home now for sure.
Well, great to catch up with you again.
Great to see you, Karen.
Thanks for going through the program with us.
Thank you.
Good luck with the whole of month of February. And it's free. Everything is free.
And I mean, the amazing thing about this program is that it's supported through the City Centre Targeted Rate and Auckland Council events to make sure that we can provide accessible, fun experiences for people to come into the city. Make sure the city's a vibrant, humming place.
You've certainly done that. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.